So you, all right, we're live, okay? So you need to move back a little bit. How are you doing?
You know, I was doing so well, but I got a little overzealous and I
overhurt you.
And so the PT told me that I needed...
This is the knee you just replaced.
Right. So she said, you're going to have to just let it rest because you did more than what your nerves and muscles
needed
to do.
So this is like the area that you should be back to, okay? And then you guys want some machines. Did you get any machines on?
Yeah.
And you can help with this. You know, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here's this machine. Well, this is
okay, this far back, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got everybody. I didn't put on that one.
Here, put this on you.
Okay.
Okay.
And just hold that here. Okay. And keep that there.
Okay.
Barbara, do you have a machine?
No.
All righty.
She got one on her head.
Huh?
She got one on your head.
Oh, I got one on my head. What's that for?
This is on, okay? That's a good one. This is... All right, and there's one more machine here, if you want it, ma'am, okay?
Shaft, you need a machine?
I do need a machine.
Shaft, can you use one?
Shaft, can you use one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so... The first thing we're going to do is charge everybody up. All right, let me stand right here. And then people can also online see the Galaxy One, the new Galaxy One, yay! Here, let me move these things out of the way. I know they're getting entangled, but they're entangled by now. It only takes a second. All right, so first of all, let's charge up some chi for everybody. Let's bring in the universal healing collective chi, entangling our minds and our brains with the healing energy of the universe. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all very much. I had to get gas for my car, and the thing wouldn't take my card. It was so. Then I went to Dunkin's, and there was a line out to the road. And I was like, "Okay, I've learned my lesson already once today. You can't be in a hurry, right?" So I took my time. Here, let me pick up my coat here. Okay. So we all have to just relax in life. Let's start with you today, okay? What's your first name again?
Donna.
Okay, Donna. So we're going to work on your left knee. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Sciatica.
And the right leg, the left knee replacement. And what else?
What else do I need? Right now, just in general.
Energy? Okay, so we'll work on metabolism, okay? So let's get your chi flowing. The chi, the bioelectricity. We're going to open up your nervous system and the brain and connect you to the universe here through the olfactory nerve. Oh, I can take off my mask to run the class.
Yay! Yeah.
Then people can hear me and I don't sound muffled. We just have to make sure we're distant, socially distant, okay? The olfactory nerve on both sides, right on top of the ear. And you're going to get this too, Barbara and Kathy Tai, who's here today helping us run the computer. Okay, so for metabolism, we're going to open up the brown fat cells, T123, C123. Brown fat, brown fat, brown fat. Giving you good energy, all of us really good energy, eating out the white fat cells for energy, creating healthy new cells and getting rid of any toxins that we might have in the body. And Kathy, that's what we need for you today from the shot.
Yes, we do.
All right. And lumbar 1, 2, 3, brown fat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Stomach 9, 10, 11, 12 above each clavicle. So all the vagus nerves can come down through the front of the body. Opening everything up. Releasing all your blockages. Okay, and for the sciatica, we're going to open up T7. Come right down from the brainstem here. Brainstem, cervical vertebrae, thoracic 1 through 7. Opening up T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4 for the sciatica nerve. So, Marsha, if you're online, anybody with sciatica online, we're opening up the sciatica nerve coming out between lumbar 4 and 5. And on the right side, coming out through the middle of the glutes, opening up sacrum 1, 2, 3 into the whole right hip, releasing any blockages on the right, coming around to CV4, CV6, and the left CV4, CV6, because we're going to open up your left knee too, and left sciatica for anybody with left sciatica issues. Down to your right knee. Down to your left knee. Okay, so we're going to saturate that chi for you for a minute. Oh, and everybody online, we're saturating everybody's bioelectricity, the chi, opening up our blockages. Entangling our brains and minds with the healing energy of the universe. Okay, I'm starting to feel it. When I feel it, I know everyone is feeling it. Oh, my shoulders just completely relaxed. I didn't even know they were tight. Knees. Okie dokie. Kathy, how about a request?
Pale with Karen Zula.
Okay.
Cervical dystonia.
Yep.
Scoliosis.
Yep.
And constipation for her.
Okay.
And for her mom.
Yeah.
Herniated discs at L4 and L5.
Okay. All right. So coming down through the neck again. From the brainstem, our life center, the medulla oblongata for heart, lung, circulation. For cervical dystonia, C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then scoliosis, we're going to come down the whole spine, activating the nerves for constipation, relieving the constipation. So from T7, T8, 9, 10, 11, 12, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stimulating all of the stomach digestive system, releasing constipation, and opening up lumbar 4 and 5 for your mom. Balancing all of the spinal nerves with the vagus nerves coming down through the upper kidney meridian, stomach, and CV4, CV6. Okay, Kathy.
Next
one.
John K?
Yeah.
John K, so he'd like healthy kidneys, prostate, bladder, and a possible tennis elbow on the right arm.
Okay, so for the tennis elbow on the right arm, let's open up C1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, 6, 7, opening up the radial and ulnar nerves, coming out to the left shoulder, stomach 9, 10, 11, 12, right down through the right shoulder, down to through the elbow into the hand. Okay, and for the kidneys, opening up T7, lumbar 1 into our life force. Prostate number 3. So lumbar 1, adrenals 2, kidneys for everyone, healthy kidneys. Our life force, so important. Cleaning our blood. 3, prostate. For the guys, prostate. For the woman, ovaries. Number 3, 4, 5, sacrum 1, 2, 3, 2 for the bladder. Okay. That's for the first part of John King's
request. Yes, Tina.
Yes.
Tina for immune system.
Yeah.
For lungs and energy.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so now we can work on strengthening everyone's immune system. T1, blood, healthy, healthy blood from the bone marrow, mostly from our flat bones, our skull, our shoulder blades, our hip bones, our ribs. Our flat bones are mostly responsible for producing our blood. So T1 and T2 for the thymus gland, so our T killer white blood cells are killing all viral and bacterial cells as they enter our body. T3, the lungs and the lymphatic system, to get rid of all of the garbage, the skin, protecting us and also releasing toxins. And then, of course, T7, for the spleen, producing the B cells that attach to viral and bacterial cells, allowing the killer T cells to target them easier and get rid of them. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. And with the vagus nerves, it's going from underneath the clavicle alongside the sternum on each side, opening up the points that are reflective, mirroring T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. But with the vagus nerves, it's K27, 26, 25, 24, 22 on each side of the sternum. And we can actually work on these points ourselves. When we take a shower or we're bored, we can go on each side of the sternum and press in all the way down to the diaphragm, and then we're stimulating the immune system. And the same points will release autoimmune issues, allowing the thymus gland to control the T cells to not attack our own tissue, which is K27 and 26, in the vagus nerves, and T1 and T2 on the spine. Okay, next.
Papa John.
Yes.
Spinal stenosis.
Yes.
Neuropathy in legs and feet and strengthened left leg muscles.
Okay, so Father John, for neuropathy and strengthening the legs, we're opening up all your blockages. Opening up the nervous system, this sensory cortex and the motor cortex. Entangling the brain with the universe. Opening up the olfactory nerve at GB8, which is cranial number 1. Going through the hippocampus, saturating the sinus cavity and affecting the entire brain, connecting it with the healing energy. So we've opened up the nervous system. We're opening up the blockages. We're coming down the entire spinal cord, getting rid of any stenosis. Again, this is autoimmune, T1 and 2. The thymus gland directing the T cells to not attack our own tissue, only the bad viral and bacterial cells that enter the body. T1, 2, thymus gland. very important, thymus gland functioning, keeping us healthy. Thank you, thymus gland. Getting rid of this spinal stenosis. T3, 4, 5, heart, diaphragm, and spleen all the way down the entire spine. Down to lumbar and sacrum, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opening up the nervous system and the blood flow down through both legs. Strengthening the muscles, the knees, the functioning of both legs. Down through the knees, and Donna, this is helping you again. Shins, calves, feet. All right.
For Alexandra, emotions, osteoarthritis, and knees, and energy.
And what?
Energy.
Energy. So, okay, emotions. We haven't done emotions yet today. And that's a biggie for everybody, for releasing anxiety. Now, the right side of the brain is what we need to work with to release stress, anxiety. So opening up GB13 and 14 on the right frontal lobe, relaxing the brain here. Going right up to the top of the head, working with the hypothalamus, releasing deep fear and depression. And remember, when we open up the olfactory nerve on the right side here above the ear, we're opening up the entire brain, really stimulating the hypothalamus and the our survival gland to be perfect health, functioning in a healthy way. Directing the pituitary gland to release happy hormones, balancing all the hormones in the body. Opening up the yemen on the right side of the brain, so we're getting lots of blood flow up to the right side of the brain. And then, of course, on the left side, the olfactory nerve to release any memory of past trauma that's interfering with our happiness today. Yay! Down with past trauma that's affecting us in a negative way. Sometimes we're conscious of it and sometimes we're not. But wow, did I just feel an energy rush. I'm still feeling it all right through here. That is incredible. Wow, I can feel it right down through my shins. Okay, so I would say we did a pretty good job with emotions today, and we're going to bring all that right down through the body, through our arms, through all the cells and particles. Opening up the small intestine for more serotonin and dopamine, happiness, relaxation, and right down through our legs and into our toes. Yes.
Okay, next up is Anna from Russia.
Yes.
But lazy eyes and both eyes.
Okay.
She asked for emotional strength, but you just did emotions.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then cataracts of Sandy.
Okay. So let's work on eyes. Since we're all using our eyes a lot lately, since we're home more than ever, and reading a lot more on our iPhones, iPads, our computers and whatnot. Okay, even the glare from reading in that way can negatively affect our eyes. So let's clear our eyes of all of that. Going right into the center of the right eye, bladder 1, 2, 3. And the left eye, and make sure all the facial arteries are pumping the blood up through the eyes to the visual cortex. Healthy eyes, healthy vision for everyone. And again, if we connect everything with the hypothalamus, than to create a better eye vision problem, no matter what it is. The hypothalamus will direct the body to correct it in the appropriate way for whatever that particular eye problem is, whether it's increased metabolism or whatever. Strengthening the muscles. All right. We're all set with that.
On to Betsy.
Okay.
Breast cancer and pain on left shoulder.
Okay. So breast cancer is always a big one for everybody, all right? So what are we going to do? We are going to create an environment within the body that is highly bioelectric. Every cell, every particle, the ion channels that are flowing throughout the body, protecting the body from cancer, protecting, if you have cancer, from metastases, getting rid of the cancer that we already have. All of that is done through bioelectricity, okay? So increasing the bioelectricity through every particle and cell in the body, creating healthy ion channels of communication throughout the entire body. So getting rid of any cancer, preventing any cancer, and also opening up oxygenation, the phrenic nerve, making sure our blood oxygenation level is very high, okay? Metabolism, creating healthy new cells, and T4 for breast, K24 for breast, and lungs. Let's do lungs too. T1, 2, 3, lungs, healthy lungs, K25, lung 1, lung 2, and opening up from the C5, the phrenic nerve, to the diaphragm, absorbing, the lungs absorbing more oxygen. Lungs, breast. All right, and then we're going to come right down through the entire body, every particle, every cell, bioelectric, ion channels, the whole nine yards. This is bioelectricity right here. This is a perfect slide for what we're working on right now for the Galaxy One. Increased bioelectricity for all of us. Perfect timing. Okay, Barbara, why don't we work on you?
Okay, I've been having spikes in my blood pressure. It'll be fine, and then all of a sudden it was really
bad. Okay.
Also, diabetes too.
Yeah. And liver. Okay, so for blood pressure, what are we going to do? We're going to open up the brain stem, the medulla oblongata, in charge of the functioning of our heart, our lungs, and our circulation. The medulla oblongata. Opening up your medulla oblongata, coming down C5, 6, 7, the long thoracic nerve, the only motor nerve that we stimulate, healing the heart, coming down in between the left shoulder blade and the vertebrae, T1 through 7, underneath the arm, directly through the heart and back up around again to C5, 6, 7, opening up T5 and K23 for a healthy heart. For healthy blood pressure, healthy heart functioning, whatever is the cause of the blood pressure spikes, we're releasing any blockage creating that symptom or problem. On the right-hand side, too, the long thoracic nerve affecting the pericardium of the heart. Coming C5, 6, 7, down T1 through 7, up around and through again. Healthy, healthy, healthy heart. Diabetes. What do we need? A healthy pancreas. So we're going to open up T7, and on the right-hand side, open up the pancreas, T7 and 8. And we'll open up T9 for the liver, T7, 8, 9, And then coming around to the front of the dial, we're going to come down to K22. And in between K22, below the diaphragm there, we're going to come down to stomach 21 and open up the pancreas, coming right across the entire stomach. The head, the body, the tail of the pancreas. Healthy, functioning pancreas. And your liver, too. So liver 13 and 14 with the vagus nerves. And T9 on the right-hand side. Did I forget something? Diabetes, liver, heart. That's it? Okay, you're welcome. All right, Kathy.
Up next, we've got the Thai boys.
All right, Thai boys.
Nausea in student who is nonverbal.
A student that's nonverbal? Okay, so language side of the brain, which is the left side of the brain. So let's open up the blood circulation first to the brain through the vertebral artery and the carotid arteries. From the heart, from the aortic arch, bringing the blood directly from the heart through the aortic arch, through the carotid arteries, into the brain. The facial arteries, and then the vertebral arteries into the basal ganglia artery, saturating the brain with good oxygenated healthy blood. For language, it's on the left-hand side of the brain, opening up from the occipital ridge, all the cranial nerves. We're going to open up the cranial nerves for everybody right now, from ear to ear. So the base of the skull there, and right below it, the yimin, opening up the yimin. And let's wipe right now for everybody. Let's get more saliva flowing through opening up the parotid gland. Right below GB12, more saliva. Our fountain of youth. I'm telling you.
That goes right in line with Suzanne's looking for autoimmune that causes dry eyes and mouth.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
So right on the same page here.
Okay. So, and I just got more saliva because I'm talking so much. I always get dry mouth, but I just opened it up and I have more. Do you have more saliva too?
Yep.
Awesome. And this is all from language, from the Thai boys, okay? But believe you me, this is helping the brain significantly. So it's going right to the eyes and our sinus cavity and everything. Wow, for the crazy morning I've had, this is a really strong energy class today. We're all very lucky to be here. Okay, to the eyes again. And the left side of the brain for language. And this will really help with the nausea too. More fluid in the body through the stomach, releasing the nausea. So we're going to open up all the vagus nerves coming down from the brainstem, LI17 and 18, underneath the clavicle, right down through the stomach, releasing the nausea. The vagus nerves are going to be what releases the nausea, okay? Just going to lightly balance it with the small intestine, large intestine, colon, and duodenum. All right, so I think we're all set with that.
Okay, moving on to Karen.
All right.
She wants you to chat for her husband, kidney disease, and abdominal infection, and AFib.
Okay, so AFib we did with the heart. We just significantly worked on the heart. The kidneys we already did, but we're going to do it again. Related more to the infection, is it in that area?
Abdominal infection.
Yeah, so we definitely want to get rid of any infection anywhere near the kidneys, all right? So let's get rid of the infection by opening up the immune system, all right? C123, eyes, nose, ears, all right? We're going to go right into the sinus cavity for this as well, opening up the entire brain to get rid of the infection. And then T12, T cells activated, destroying bacteria. Specifically right now in the abdominal area. But for anyone having any bacteria in the body like this, causing any kind of infection, this is working right now. T1, 2, and then the rest of the immune, 3, 4, 7, and then coming down to lumbar 2 for the kidneys. Coming down, opening up the entire abdominal cavity as well for the T cells, getting rid of the bacteria, opening up the kidneys, really bringing in good oxygenated blood into the kidneys and surrounding the entire area with healthy cells, healthy everything, healthy bioelectricity in the nerves as well as every cell, healthy oxygen levels, healthy levels everywhere, then through the front as well, from K22 down to CV4 and CV6, killing off those bacteria and creating healthy kidneys. All right, Kathy.
Okay, we're calling you Bruce G.
Yes.
We'd like you to tackle cancer in the lungs,
yep,
hip, and right shoulder.
Okay, Bruce. Let's do the lungs real quick again. We did it once into the right shoulder as well, coming down from the brainstem, heart, lungs, and circulation, okay? Let's open up the brainstem, the medulla oblongata, for the heart and the lungs and the circulation lungs. Down through the cervical vertebrae, T1, 2, 3, lungs, K25. Healthy lungs, we all need healthy lungs. Opening up the diaphragm with the phrenic nerve, oxygenating the lungs. Lung one, lung two, lots of circulation. So the lungs have it good because they get oxygenated directly through the breathing process, and then the blood flow brings even more oxygen to every cell throughout the lungs. So we just want to make sure there aren't any blockages and that our lungs are really healthy, getting rid of any bad cells. Cancer cells, gone. Lots of bioelectricity, oxygen, but lots of ions charged in the way that they should be, getting rid of any free radicals, etc. Into the right shoulder. And left hip. Bruce, left hip. All right.
Okay, up next is Marsha.
Yeah.
She's looking for treatment for her lower back and sciatica and both legs.
Okay, we did the sciatica, but let's just do the lower back, okay? So the lower back, remember, we want to relax the trapezius. So we're going to start right from the skull on the right side, coming down all the way down through the neck, the middle back, T1 through 7, the trapezius, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, same thing on the left side. It's very important, Marcia, for the whole back, and I know your back, okay, that the trapezius muscle coming all the way from the skull, that there's no blockages coming down through the trapezius muscle, through cervical, thoracic 1, through 7, relaxing the trapezius, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, releasing any tension in the lower back, opening up the SI joint, going up the ilium, sacrum 1, 2, 3, the entire hip opening up. Donna, very helpful for you too, okay? So again, opening up that sciatica nerve, lumbar 4, 5. Okay, Kathy, we're going to work on you right now. So what are we going to work on?
We're going to work on high blood sugars.
Okay.
Down. Side effects of medication.
Okay.
Energy. Sleep.
Okay. And the breast cancer.
All breast cancer.
Okay, so, all right, so let me get this right. All right, so.
Breast, bone, and bone.
Breast to bone, and then the blood sugar, and then sleep. And what there was one more?
Lungs.
Oh, lungs, okay.
You've done a bunch of lungs.
Yeah, okay. But, oh, I know what it was, the toxins from...
Oh, the toxins from the...
Okay, so energy, metabolism. Let's do metabolism again for everybody. Brown fat, brown fat, brown fat, and the ghrelin hormone. Stimulating all growth hormone cells for healthy metabolism throughout the entire body, getting rid of any toxins, and giving you some energy.
Oh, that's
good. All right, dear.
Load me up.
Yes, load you up. Ground fat to the rescue. That's my motto. That should be my middle name. Peggy Brown Fat to the Rescue Mosley. Oh, I've been doing this for how many years with the weight loss? Remember that, Barbara? Yeah. How many years ago was that? I used to run a weight loss class here every Saturday.
7 years ago.
It, well, more than that, because it was more like probably 10, because it was before I got my license, you know, and I, all those years of being here for the, I mean, we've been doing the class here for 17, 18 years.
Wow.
So it was probably 5 years after that that I started the weight loss class, you know. So, yeah, long time. Anyway, Kathy, energy, 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 ground fat to the rescue. Lumbar 1, 2, 3, ground fat, getting rid of all the toxins, creating healthy new cells, creating lots of bioelectricity throughout the body, everywhere, through every channel, through every cell, through every nerve. Bioelectricity in the brain. Opening up all the cranial nerves, see all the cervical nerves, C1, 2, 3, 4. And then coming right down to the breast in the front. It's the right side, right? Left. Focus on the left side here for a minute. Right in the nipple area, all around. Let's get rid of that little tumor there through bioelectricity in every particle, every cell, every nerve, everything revved up bioelectricity. K24, T4 breasts. And again to bone, so the parathyroid gland, C6 and 7, but also for bone health in general. But, you know, we want all the tissue surrounding the bone to be highly bioelectric to get rid of any cancer cells that are there and prevent any further metastasis. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right down through the spine into the hip bones. And then the sugar. Let's get rid of the sugar, okay? Pancreas. So T7 and 8 on the right-hand side, especially this nerve coming out of T8 for the pancreas from the spine, as that is really revving up the functioning of the pancreas. I hear the music on that machine over there. The end of the program. All right. And then pancreas through the vagus nerves coming down through K22. Healthy functioning pancreas. And one more time, okay, for energy. What we're going to do for everybody is bring up the signal to the hypothalamus about what our body needs for a significantly improved or whatever energy level. So whatever level our body needs, that hypothalamus will direct the pituitary gland to direct the growth hormone cells, which is hormone from the pituitary gland, to rev up and get rid of toxins and create healthy new cells and give us lots of energy. Burn out white fat for energy. See how it all works together. The neural signal to the brain, the hypothalamus, the boss, the pituitary gland, the signal to what we need to heal the body. Yes, I think we're all set.
All right, we're going to move on to genotype.
Okay.
Low to remove cancer in the lymph lining.
Say that again from the beginning.
Genotype 1.
Yes.
Low Please tap the bow to remove cancer in lymph/lining of lung, left side, and in stomach for testing cells. She had higher left lung cancer surgery last December in chemo. She asked me to enter this request and I'm very grateful to be included.
Okay, could you look at me and tell me like a general thing of what I should do right now? Because when you look at the computer and talk, I can't hear you.
Okay, she looks. There's cancer in the lymph lining of the left lung.
Okay, so lymphatic system. Let's work on the lymphatic system.
And in the stomach.
And in the stomach. So lymphatic system. All right, so let's do T3 for lymph nodes, all right? Increasing the bioelectricity. Now remember, sometimes the lymph nodes have, I believe, might show cancer cells because the body's trying to get rid of them. So, but either way, we don't want them, okay? So get rid of them quick. No more cancer cells in the lymph lining of the lungs or the stomach. That's T3K25, lymphatic system. There we go. Thank you, Kathy. And let's do you next, okay?
GERD.
What are we going to do?
About GERD.
GERD. All right. Esophagus. Let's do the vagus nerves coming down on the right and the left-hand side. All the vagus nerves affecting the functioning of the esophagus coming right down from the throat down to the duodenum. Okay? Healthy esophagus going right into the duodenum. Right at K22, where the ghrelin hormone is released, strengthening the diaphragm, the esophagus, and the duodenum.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And matching these vagus nerves for the GERD in the back, coming down from the brainstem, down through T1 through 7, T8, 7, 8, 9 on the left-hand side. Esophagus nerves and duodenum. And T5 is the diaphragm, okay? T5 is also on the right-hand side, the ghrelin hormone. Let's strengthen that. And your whole immune system. And your autoimmune system, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Strengthening your skin at T4, your heart at T5.
Oh, no.
All right, right down to your hands, from your brain. Charging your, the lower dantian, where we store all our chi. So the chi is strong, will continue to work for all of us long after we leave the class today. Right below the belly button, our circle of chi forming right in here. Remember, long ago, they know, like 2,000 years ago, the Tai Chi masters in China, they would find after they died pearls in their stomach from chi, from these people, like they become invisible, they become like master people, gurus of the universe, and they, through doing so much chi, they developed these pearls inside of the belly, which was like reflective of the dantian collecting the chi. So here you go. Lots of chi for all of us, okay? All right, Kathy.
Okay,
up next
we have Dolly.
Okay, Dolly.
And Dolly needs arthritis, insomnia, and left foot inside of the leg for numbness and weight loss.
Okay. All right. So, you know what? I'm going to focus right on sleep, okay? Because if we didn't do sleep for you, insomnia, I mean, we could all use a good night's sleep every single night, and it's not always happening for all of us. All right, so let's work on sleep, balancing the brain, the sleep pattern in the brain. Letting the body know that we need a good night's sleep, sleeping all night long. the body and the mind working together here. For the day-night rhythm, balanced sleep. And then opening up the left side of the vertebrae, coming from the brainstem all the way down to T12 for good sleep. Absorption of the fluid in the bones at night, letting the mind relax at night. All right, that's insomnia and sleep for everyone. And she also had
a left foot.
Left foot.
The left side leg.
Okay, nice. So just let's open T7. Sensory motor cortex down through the left leg, down to the left foot. There you go, Dolly. Take care of you there. And then weight loss. Shall I shrink everybody's stomach today?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Barbara, you get to hold the doll today, okay? You're the one right in front of me. Put that machine down for a minute. Okay. Now, you can all get a doll, too. Would you like me to grab you one? If you hold it in front of you, you might feel a little bit more. Okay, I'll go get it. All right, thanks, Anna. All right, well, she's doing that. I'm going to start. And remember, whatever your stomach needs is what happens, okay? So if you need to heal your stomach, the chi will do what it's supposed to do. That is the remarkable thing about Tongren that I know for a fact of doing this for 20 years. It knows where to go and what to do. Okay, so let's do it. And I'll come over, Donna, to you too, okay? That started it. I'm going to come over to Donna. Bring it down a little bit lower, okay? There you go. Online will be getting this energy too, because we're all connected. These waves of energy are incredible. Donna here. Barbara, and I'm going to come over to you, Kathy, because we're quadrupling, doubling the energy here by doing everyone in the class today. Locking you up, Barbara. Kathy, sometimes the greater the distance, the stronger the energy. Like working with people all over the world, I've noticed that to be very true. So now, right now in the class, you're the most distant, and I am feeling the strongest chi flow.
Awesome.
But you're all getting it.
I'm okay
to
share.
Yes, thank you.
That's very nice.
I know you are. You're a wonderful person. And we all appreciate you helping out today. Even though you felt like you weren't up to it. I'm pretty sure you're glad right now you made it, right?
Yeah, I am glad.
Yes. And I didn't even know who you were when you were sitting on the couch when I first walked in. I was like, is that Kathy?
Yes, I look like
you today. But you look much better now. What did I do with my hammer?
Okay, I'm missing a cat.
Okay.
The neck, shoulder, right arm, same.
All right, let me use it. I'm nice since I can't find my hammer. Okay, so what is it?
So she's got neck and shoulder pain.
Yeah.
And the right arm.
Okay.
And then she has blood pressure.
Okay, so blood pressure we did, but we'll do it again just because we're going to do the neck, okay? So for everybody, we're using the knife now, very strong chi. I can feel it flowing. So down through the neck into the right shoulder. And this is for you again, Bruce, anybody with shoulder issues. And then the blood pressure again is the medulla. Okay, next.
Jean's speech. She's looking for immune system and bone marrow and constipation.
Okay, so we did all of that already.
Yep, yeah. Okay, let's move on to Evelyn. For her mother, feeling overwhelmed with life obligations and losing weight.
Okay, so let's do just the feeling overwhelmed. Oh, because we're all feeling overwhelmed. Life is just so hard right now. It's like so easy to feel overwhelmed. But we just did the weight loss, that's for sure. So, so let's bring all this stuff down, okay? We're going to get right into our minds, our thoughts, our challenges, our feeling overwhelmed. And we're going to take those feelings and bring them right down to the front of the body, through the vagus this nervous system, which is going to relax those nerve feelings on the way down anyway. So overwhelmed feelings coming down through the vagus nerve system, and then we're grounding all of that overwhelmed feeling right down to the feet and right out of the feet and into the earth. Okay.
For her dad, heart, kidney, and muscular strength.
Okay, we'll do that at the end of the class.
Okay, and then we have MS, divorce.
Okay, let's do MS. Okay, that's a big one. That's a very important one to stop it dead in its tracks, okay, in the progression. We do not want our T cells affecting the nerve tissue at all. So T1, T2, really opening up the thymus gland at K26, so K27 and K26 in the front, the thymus gland, activating the thymus gland, the director of the T cells to not attack nerve cells. Period, point blank, end of story. Metabolism, creating the healthy new cells, will help to rectify the damage that's already been done. Okay, we're all set with that one.
Okay, and for Evelyn herself, tight neck anxiety.
Okay, so we did that.
Okay, so let's move on to Lead 15 for Willie. Water on the brain, dizziness, and headaches.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, all right, so circulation is going to get rid of the water on the brain, okay? So carotid arteries, this is what I'm working on right now, circulation in the brain, opening up the the water on the brain, opening up, by opening up, anytime there's edema, you need more blood, okay? Vertebral artery, facial artery, basal artery. Okay.
Okay, we're going to move on to Kathy K. Has been all week with IBS, fibro, and chronic fatigue. IBS, fibro,
fibromyalgia.
And chronic fatigue.
Okay, it's all autoimmune. All right, so autoimmune for you, dear, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, okay? Fibromyalgia, IBS, all autoimmune. But we need to relax the stomach as well with the vagus nerves coming down through the front of the body. Give your stomach a break by opening up the vagus nerves, relaxing the belly. From K22 down through stomach 21, right, left, stomach 25, right, left, down to CV4 and CV6.
Happy 2020.
Yeah.
Trigger and Parkinson's.
Okay, so dopamine. All right. Pituitary gland, hypothalamus, GB22-23. Let's get some more dopamine. And right now we're going to use the mirror neurons right before the end of the class, okay? Use the mirror neurons to imprint in our brain whatever you're on the class today as being free of, whether it's being overwhelmed or high blood pressure or knee pain or whatever it is, okay? We're imprinting in our mirror neurons the exact opposite of what your request for today, free of disease, free of all disease. Right now, Parkinson's, free of Parkinson's disease, no disease, healthy body. In the mirror neurons and the physiological cells of the mirror neurons of the brain, we're imprinting our healthy self. Free of cancer, no more blockages, lots of bioelectricity, a healthy body. And with the Parkinson's, it's the pituitary gland releasing more dopamine, directing the release of more dopamine. The occipital lobe part of the brain, opening up all the cranial nerves again in the brain, okay, for everybody, because it's very important our brain is blockage free, all right, and that our nerves are functioning at its best capacity. The velocity of all these cranial nerves in C1, 2, 3, 4, every cell within the brain, healthy, healthy, healthy. Lots of bioelectricity and lots of circulation. And then coming down, right all the way down for the Parkinson's, down also to the small intestine for more dopamine. All right.
The last question.
Yes.
Is for Kimby, he's 92. Detox from mold, smoke, and chemicals.
Wow, okay.
Hypothyroid and anxiety and rage.
Okay, so let's do the thyroid is C5, okay? So these thyroxin neuro signals, we want to get up into the hypothalamus to get to the pituitary gland to be the director of the level of thyroxin in the thyroid, all right? Something like that. I'm not a medical doctor to know exactly, but it's something like that in terms of the thyroxin and the hypothyroid and all the level of the thyroid. So healthy thyroid. Now we want to get rid of mold, so we need healthy lungs, okay? But we also need a healthy metabolism system, a healthy liver, and a healthy kidney, all right? All of those things to get rid of the toxins. So, T1, 2, 3, right. T3, healthy lungs. K25, healthy lungs. T7, 8, 9, healthy liver. Metabolism. And kidneys, lumbar 2. Lumbar 1, 2, 3, from fat. Lumbar 2, kidneys, healthy kidneys, cleaning our blood. The liver, cleaning the toxins. Metabolism, cleaning the toxins. Everything, getting rid of all of the junk. The lymphatic system, whatever it takes, metabolism. All right.
And we have one question.
Okay.
Dolly wants to know what's the headset for?
The headset? It's to connect more with the Galaxy One. Okay, so the headset.
We got them all on.
This is it, right? And they're entangled. Is this what she's talking about? I think so. Right? Because, right? You've all got them on.
Yeah.
Let me see yours for a minute. Yours is white. People online might be able to see this a little bit more clearly. It has all of the lenses and the tungsten and the ceramic and all this stuff to get us closer to the Galaxy One, to absorb the Galaxy One energy. And it is incredible. Last week after the class, I stayed and watched this. And I felt it, like, you know, just like I felt the energy during the class today just circulating through my body. It's very powerful, so it's worth it to use them. Okay, and remember, here's the universe, or here's our adrenal glands right here. But throughout this program, it shows pictures of different aspects of the universe. And, you know, that's kind of far away. Here we are connecting to this universe. We are so all connected to each other. We're waves, okay? We're collective particles of waves. That's what makes us who we are. That's what makes everything what it is. And we're connected to all of this energy throughout the entire universe, and we're connecting to the healthy universal healing chi. And for that, I'm grateful, and we're going to end the class with a run and holding in and saturation of the chi today. All right, and here we go. Nice energy, feeling nice, refreshing, relaxing. Relaxation is the key ingredient to getting us on the path of healing. And gratitude is always a good thing. Gratitude through scientific studies I mentioned before, through Yale, show that the most important ingredient to happiness is gratitude. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty. Not bad. You did a great job, Kathy. I am so grateful.
Do you feel any better?
Okay.
Sure. You probably got a little nervous.